So we can start with the IDA governance committee. One thing is that the bylaws and the governance committee policy, excuse me, indicates that the board can designate a chair for the governance committee, but the board hasn't done that. So if you all would like to choose a chair, that would be great.
Don't all volunteer at once.
I'll be the chair. This one sounds like it's reasonable.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
You all owe me.
So
let's call a meeting to order. And Jen, you can start. Let's go through the agenda.
Okay, great. So the roll call, we have Mr. Gunther. We have
present
Ms. Laughlin.
Here.
And we have Mr. Smith.
Present.
And then again, we have Mr. Sykes. We have Walter, Jen, Julio, and Debbie. And that's it. So the minutes are the minutes of last year's meeting. It was a pretty brief meeting. I don't know if you've had a chance to review them. The one change that was made last year at and after the governance committee meeting was just to make a small correction to the governance committee policy, which indicated that members could attend these meetings by phone, which previous to COVID was actually not allowed under the open meetings law. So we removed the telephone provision from the governance committee meeting attendance policy. And that was just a small change that was made.
So wait, okay. Now we're putting it back in?
No, we took it out and we can't put it back in. We're operating under an executive order from the governor, which waives the open meeting law.
Right.
Got it. Okay.
I'll
make
a motion
to approve the minutes.
Okay. Second.
I'll move it, Paul.
Second.
That was a motion by Susie and a second by Scott, right?
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So ordered.
And then the only other agenda item is the annual review of the governance committee policy, which was included with your agenda packet. There's one item I was just reviewing the policy that I wanted to mention. Under composition and selection, the policy indicates that the committee shall be composed of two independent members. The Public Authorities Reform Act of 2009, though, requires three independent members. So if the committee wishes to make that change or remove it, remove the number entirely. I know the agencies.
I think the best fix is to simply remove the entire first sentence because the PAAA has bounced around a bit. And for us to be parroting in a local policy what's governed by state law doesn't make any sense. We didn't put the speed limit in here. We didn't put the drinking age in here. So why should we put one little piece of state law in here? I think we ought to just take out the first entire sentence.
Absolutely.
I'll make a motion to
second.
Okay, or I'll second it.
There you go.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? So ordered.
And then one other procedural thing is in the past, we've really had the governance committee has, as you just did, elected to make a change to the policy. I do notice that the bylaws, I believe, indicate that the board makes changes. So if you like, we can take this proposed change to remove that one line to the entire board and have them.
Yeah, it as a recommendation by a unanimous recommendation by the governance committee and bring it to the January IDA meeting for the board to accept the recommendation.
Yeah, I absolutely think we should do that.
Great, thank you.
So there being no other business,
entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll motion. Move the adjournment of the IDA meeting.
Second. Okay, so what's meeting number?